to count electoral college votes, which American states certified last month. This is normally a ceremonial exercise, but at least 12 Republican senators and 140 House Republicans plan to oppose counting electoral votes for President-elect Biden. What they want to do is hold a 10-day emergency review of votes in some U.S. states. Objections like this have been made before. In 2005, dozens of congressional Democrats challenged Ohio's results in the 2004 election. They said widespread voting problems were to blame, and that's what President Trump and some of his Republican allies say was the problem this time around. But 15 years ago, Congress still moved ahead on certifying President George W. Bush as the winner of the 2004 election, and analysts say that's all but certain to happen this Wednesday for President-elect Joe Biden. President Trump's challenges to the 2020 results have not succeeded in changing the outcome in any state. Certified results from Georgia showed Biden winning there with 11,779 more votes than Trump. In a phone call on Saturday with Georgia's Secretary of State, President Trump said he wanted to, quote, find 11,780 votes, one more than his opponent won by, because President Trump says he actually won the state. But Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the president's data was wrong and that the truth would come out.